Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, how Matrix star Keanu Reeves inspired a fungus killer. But first, could an apparently Earth-like planet just 31 light-years from us actually host alien life? Astronomers say Wolf 1069b has a similar mass to Earth, and it orbits a red dwarf star at a distance it said would support life-giving water, while a surface temperature simulation makes it similar to our own world. In their hunt for life-supporting biosignatures analysis by Germany's Max Planck Institute for astronomy also suggests the exoplanet outside our solar system may have a magnetic field. Wolf 1069b is one of several exoplanets on Alien Hunter's radar, but we're still about a decade away from technology being able to peer much closer into its atmosphere. Staying with space, and why did Virgin Orbit's Launcher 1 fail after launching from Spaceport Cornwall? Well, apparently, it's all down to a $100 part. Boss Dan Hart reportedly told a SmallSat symposium panel in California it was a relatively cheap filter in the rocket's second stage engine responsible for scotching the Start Me Up mission after coming loose. Space News reports Hart says Virgin Orbit would no longer use the filter and were also looking at other fixes. Virgin's last attempted space mission ended when rocket components fell back to Earth without ever reaching orbit. Now, electric cars. Which country is leading the way in EV charging infrastructure? Are they just too expensive? And what about those long Tesla charger queues we've seen and mining ethics?
Life cycle emissions from an EV do tend to be much lower, 50-60% lower than a petrol car, but they're much more carbon intensive to make in the first place. And then how much carbon you save really depends on whether that is a high mileage vehicle and where are you getting your electricity from.
That's Leo Murray, Director of Innovation at Climate Change Charity Possible. He's been telling Tech and Science Daily about London's impressive EV infrastructure.
In a UK context, London is absolutely leading the way. For instance, practically every on-street public electric vehicle charge point installed in the UK so far has been installed in London. The single London borough with the most EV charge points actually has more than the whole of Wales.
And Leo says two-thirds of the world's EVs are already on the road in China.
Their electric vehicles, they tend to be much smaller, and that means that the price point for those cars is already, it's sort of only about 10% higher than a fossil fueled vehicle. And so sales have been absolutely booming in China, and they've got phenomenal charging infrastructure. It's absolutely everywhere.
Now, can Hollywood actor Keanu Reeves really save lives? Well, in a way. Now, a natural antimicrobial product named after the Matrix star has proven effective against fungi that causes diseases in plants and humans. The study by Germany's Leibniz Institute for Natural Product Research and Infection Biology named the natural product group Keanumycins. But why? Scientists say it's because Keanumycins, like Reeves himself, are extremely deadly in their roles. Microsoft is looking to steal Google's thunder with the launch of its own artificial intelligence-powered chatbot search engine, a new version of Bing. It's using a version of ChatGPT and comes after Google announced it was also beta testing its custom AI chatbot called Bard. ChatGPT was actually developed by OpenAI, which is backed by Microsoft and deploys deep learning to copycat human-ish replies to search questions. Coming up, pigeon-brained AI and code cracking, fit for a queen. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Codebreakers have cracked 16th century encryption used by Mary, Queen of Scots, while she was jailed by her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I, before having her head chopped off 436 years ago. Code was finally broken by a team including computer scientist and cryptographer George Lasry, who found 57 letters in the National Library of France's National Archives. They discovered Mary-coded alphabet letters along with varying special symbols and parts of French words. It turns out Mary used the complex system of ciphers to keep secret her thoughts about her time in prison, her ailing health, and trying to negotiate with the authorities about terms of release. Next. Research has shown that sheep bond with others in their flock who've had a stressful time. In the Australian study published by the Royal Society, merino ewes from different flocks were monitored to see how they interacted, and they observed animals exposed to stress, such as being transported in a truck, naturally bonded together afterwards. And finally, is artificial intelligence only about as clever as the humble pigeon? Well, it would appear so, as a study has found the most basic levels of the world's smartest AI are really only as clever as the birds that Londoners often deride as flying rats. The University of Iowa studied pigeon brains and discovered they use the same kind of brute force, trial and error learning techniques that are pretty similar to AI software when it scans and remembers objects and patterns. Or to put it another way, pigeons really are as smart as multi-billion dollar software. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast for the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 1pm. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.